This is a long overdue audio boo to one of my most favorite people on Twitter, at Steph Vinlander, replying to the video blog that you did for me well over a month ago. And that's one of the things that I love so much about you, is that you just see people for who they are, and you take people at face value. You don't seem to have a judgmental bone in your body. And in this day and age, that's pretty freaking rare. And that's one of the things that I admire about you. I think you're gorgeous. I think in gorgeous, not just your face, not just how you look, but your whole attitude about life, and that you feel so strongly about things. You're just gorgeous. Red is my nickname, has been for a long time, mainly because of the red hair. My legs were tan, girl. They weren't red. I think I've got Irish in my blood or something. But I chose to be anonymous because so much of my crap is offensive, and I don't want people I know in real life stumbling upon me by accident on Twitter. But, you know, I kind of just said fuck that and decided to go ahead and show my face. And, anyway, I appreciate what you said. It was lovely. And I do enjoy talking to people. I do enjoy reading the tweets. You know my backstory. You know why I'm not on as much as I'd like to be. And, why I'm not answering my ads all the time. And that's really my favorite part of Twitter, interacting with people. It's just not always possible. And I would have never guessed you're Southern. You don't have this ridiculous accent like I do. Painful and just disgusting. I probably would stalk you if you told me where you lived, if I ever freaking win anywhere, so you're pretty much safe. And yeah, chicken and dumplings, girl. That's as Southern as it gets. I love to cook. And I love you, Steph, and thanks for taking the time to mention me. Love your heart. That's the most beautiful part about you. And that's what I think about you, girly. Bye.